today's episode of The Breakaway. Adam Moffitt joins the podcast. We discuss last week of play for Sacramento, go around the league a little bit, and talk about why these last two matches, maybe we shouldn't read too much into them. That's all coming up on today's episode of The Breakaway. Soccer fan, student, and graduate, the Los Rios colleges want you to be all three. American River College, Consumers River College, Folsom Lake College, and Sacramento City College are now enrolling for the fall 2022 semester. With flexible class schedules, free tuition for most students, and support services, you can graduate and get a career in no time. The Los Rios Colleges understands you may have a job and family obligations that can make attending a college challenging. That's why they offer flexible scheduling options to meet your needs, including full-term and short-term classes, evening and weekend options, and classes that are fully and partially online. To learn more, visit losrios.edu/apply. Grow your business with Citizens Business Bank. Since 1974, Citizens Business Bank has created banking relationships by focusing on their customers and helping them achieve more for their businesses, their employees, and the communities they serve. Choose a team that can help you achieve your goals by visiting cbbank.com to learn more. Citizens Biz Bank, member FDIC. Visit our friends at VJB Cellars in the heart of the Sonoma Valley and feel as though you've stepped into an Italian piazza. Taste award-winning Italian varietals, enjoy authentic wood-fired pizzas, and finish your visit with a scoop of gelato. A perfect way to spend your day, and only a quick 90-minute drive from Sacramento to a slice of Italy in the Sonoma wine country. Visit VJBCellars.com or give us a call to plan your visit today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Moffitt is here. He's back. Been a little while since we've had you on. First off, how are you? How's everything going? How's the beard's looking strong?
Thank you. Yeah, things are well, Connor. Yeah, beard is looking strong. Not so much on the top of my head. Not looking great, but the beard makes up for it. So that's good.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, let's get into a couple of things here. Obviously, last week, three straight losses last week. It feels like this is a weird scenario, right, where, you know, Sacramento after the Open Cup final, they played two dominating performances. Talking to some of the players, it sounds like, you know, they were still on that high from the Open Cup playing those games. Like, they still were, you know, they hadn't really hit the, not hangover piece, but they hadn't really hit that point yet. Seemed like last week the lull in energy was kind of there. We have three matches in a week coming off a tough San Antonio match on last Saturday or two Saturdays ago. And that's kind of where this team's at. You lose Roro with the yellow card. You lose Dan Casey, two of your, four best players. And then you kind of drop some results in here. Do you think that's kind of all the – just a bunch of different things coming together and now getting Roro back, getting hopefully Dan Casey back for Sunday? This team's, you know, we're fine. We shouldn't have to worry about it. It's just a little lapse. We saw Seattle, right? They win CONCACAF Champions League earlier this year, don't qualify for playoffs, like for their first time in league history. So it feels like this little lull has to be expected almost because of the extra minutes on the body, the extra focus from the Open Cup run. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's so much, not only the physical toll that's been put on from the Open Cup, but also the mental piece as well. And you spoke about that. It's, you know, the hangover from that. There was so much attention and focus put on that. It's the biggest game in the club's history by far, no doubt about it. And it probably will be for a long time. Excuse me. But there's obviously concern when you lose three games in a row. And I don't think... I'm not too panicked by it either. I think you look at the San Antonio game, yeah, maybe energy-wise wasn't great. Had some chances to get something from it at the end, up a player. Couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. The Phoenix game, there was several good positions gotten into. And just, once again, just failing to put the ball in the back of the net. You'd hope with, and then the last game, wasn't a great one against the Galaxy 2. Players just seemed not to be on the same page. Again, maybe the energy, but that was the third game in 8 days. So physically there, it is tough. I think with Roro coming back, hopefully Dan getting back, Lee's out for the rest of the year, but everyone else healthy. Two home games, good crowds. We have good performances in these two games. And this team's already showed that in the playoff format, which is essentially the Open Cup. They know what they're doing. If they bring it, they're capable of beating anyone.
Well, the piece we've talked about all year long is what happens when Roro's not on the field creation-wise. We've kind of saw that lapse a little bit on Wednesday and on Saturday in those matches. But now he's back. He's got two games of rest. I'm going to take that as a positive for a guy who's played a lot of minutes this year. He's got two full games of rest. So now he's got full week of training pretty much the rest of the way. There's no more midweek games. You got two games to go. We kind of know Sacramento basically – I mean, they still have a chance for that third seed, but after Colorado's win last night, like, it's probably very likely a four seed. But it seems like if Roro comes in and plays really well on Saturday and the creation's back, we should be fine. We know how good defensively this team is, and especially, again, you bring Dan Casey back in the fold. You know, you have guys like Thiago Suarez who are getting minutes in. Obviously, Sacramento was trying to get that equalizing goal, so they switched formations when LA Galaxy – 2 went down to 10 men, so that kind of got taken out there. But is it the, like, with Roro back, do you feel much better about the attack and how they can execute it and get goals when they need them?
Yeah, I think so. Anytime he's on the field, it definitely does help. But you can't be too one-dimensional. I don't think the team are, but he is a big part of that creativity. Because if you are just one-dimensional, it's like, hey, just stop Roro. If we just limit him, then put it on the rest of them to do it. And they haven't necessarily done that as of late. I think Zico Lewis came in and has done a good job the last few brief appearances we've seen him. And he is a guy who can add that creativity in the absence of Roro. And who knows, maybe Zico does play a big part in the next few games. He's not had a great season so far for what the expectation was, but you can still be a hero. You can still, if you're working hard, again, we don't see training day in, day out, but again, he's done well when he's come in. So maybe he's that extra player who adds that creativity. And it's still, you get Keiko, who can be fantastic. Him and Roro are good playing off each other. Sometimes if it's just Keiko, that focal point, it can be, you know, doesn't get in the game as much. But when you have those two occupying, like, who do I take? Then
right,
it usually frees one of them up. So Jack Kerr's been putting in some great deliveries. Dami's doing well. The team's doing well. I mean, I really, the concern, obviously, losing three games, but the quality's there. This team didn't get to the Open Cup final just by chance, you know, and they're not sitting in a position they are juggling the season they have been just by chance either. They're a quality team, but not if you go out and play like you did against the Galaxy. And I was a player, and I've had games like that, and it's, I mentioned it in the broadcast, you have to just individually just like self-reflect and be like, man, that wasn't good enough. And usually that spurs you on to maybe have a good run, you know, and just like get the team back together. And yeah, still in a great spot.
I know the guys had like a little team meeting either after the game or the day after, that I heard went really well, and kind of people got to speak their mind a little bit, which I think is good, right? I think a lot of those guys had their heads down, and I don't think they really should. I understand losing three games in a row, but I guarantee, if you had to give any single team in the USL, hey, say, for instance, let's say San Antonio is the best team in the USL right now. Would you rather be the one seed in the Western Conference going into playoffs, or would you rather have gone to the Open Cup final and you are a four seed? Every single team would say, oh, I'd rather have gone to the Open Cup final and the four seed. Like, the sacrifices that have had to be made to go to the Open Cup final and make that Open Cup run, which is unprecedented, like, it makes getting a top 2-3 seed virtually impossible, because you have to keep guys in line and making sure that they get the rest they need for to come now in October, where bodies are getting a little tired. Getting Roro those two games rest, I think, is something that I think is so important, because and we've seen him in games like, okay, you can tell he's starting to get a little tired and he takes little breaks where in a really smart positions. But now these last two games and heading into playoffs, he had basically a full week, 2 weeks rest in between these two games. Obviously, there's training in there. But, like, Adam, you've been in this position. In this situation, for a guy of his age, right? That has to be massive for his legs going into the last 2 weeks of the season into playoffs.
Yeah, I think it is. It's the physical part of it for sure. He's put a lot of miles on his body, and you see it at times towards the end of some of these games. He's exerted everything he has. So getting that little break, and hopefully, you know, it's, hey, the next 4 or 5 weeks, can I give everything I have left in my tank, which he will. And that doesn't mean he's going to play every single minute, but I think it is. I think it's beneficial. Again, when it comes to playoffs, it's just a one-off game. You just go out and you perform well. You can't perform like you played against the Galaxy. Perform the two home game or the two games, the 2-4-0 victories, right? Perform like that. If you can get on the same page, the first game against San Antonio, yeah, capable of doing it. It's just making sure mentally, and then keeping the physical piece as well. And it's amazing for this team because they're pretty much a brand new team this year. Like, they really are. It's even taking away the Open Cup results and all that, right? The run in the cup, right? Aside from that, the improvement from last year has been incredible. And the fact that it's been from a brand new team, maybe what, 4 left over maybe. So
yeah,
just to do that and to get that cohesiveness. San Antonio's kept a lot of the same players, San Diego, a lot of the same, Colorado as well. So it is a really good thing. But I know the expectations are high here, right? Winning that championship in 2014, but USL's way much developed way more than at that point. You know, I don't know, 8 teams or so. I don't know how many teams there were at that point, but the whole standard's getting better. So for a brand new team, really put together to get to this point, it's really good. And I think there's more in the tank too.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see how the lineup develops these next 2 weeks. Mark, we've seen Mark Riggs was like, if a guy plays well, even coming off the bench, he will reward that. And if he trains well, he will reward that. I think that's what we saw with Zeke Lewis. And I would think we might see even more of that. And we talked about the creation. It felt like some of these games we got very specifically the Wednesday and the Saturday game against Phoenix and Los Dos. We got very into, okay, let's get Jacker the ball down that right side, down the flank, and let him cross it, and let's try to get a goal that way. It felt like that was not one-dimensional, but that was a big-time focal point. Sacramento not able to score. It feels like when Zico came in, they became a little bit more multidimensional. He can put those through balls in. He can try and find Malik getting in behind. Do you think that that's something that he can couple together? I know, you know, obviously him, Roro, Keiko, those guys kind of all do similar things at different positions. Is that something where you think that he, as we head into these last two games, as we head into playoffs, is it something where he could break his way into 11 and try to figure out how to fit in? Or is he a come in at the 65th, 70th minute and then try to find that creation with, you know, with that energy?
Why not? Why could he not break in? If the others aren't performing, Mark's shown that if you're doing well, you're going to play, which is how it should be. There shouldn't be any guarantees. Oh, he did well in June, so he's going to start. It's like, yeah. No, what are you doing right now that's going to help this team win a championship? So if it means Zico is doing well in half a game, and then maybe he gets more, maybe he does get a start, and hey, show what you're doing. But I think, unfortunately, a lot of players have failed to capitalize, especially in the attacking third as of late. A lot of players have had that opportunity. It doesn't seem like anyone's really grabbed that. Maybe aside from Malik as that starter, it hasn't been consistent enough where it's like, hey, you're first off the bench. Hey, you're first off the bench. So that can be tricky. And again, going back to myself as a player, I've been in these situations at the end of the year and not being in favor. I remember sitting on a bench in playoff runs because I wasn't doing great at training. I was younger, but or just in the games I'd been given, but training I was doing hard, and it was like, but please put me in. But it just, yeah. You know, it's there's a collection, right? Maybe I did get in, didn't do well. Nah, you've kind of lost your spot. So you got to just keep performing. It's and I think two good opportunities at home here for guys to make a case for minutes, because you want to play in the games that count. You want to play in the Open Cups. You want to play in the playoffs. So again, we do not see what happens at training, but Mark does, and he definitely rewards that.
Yeah. I want to ask you a couple more things, and then we'll get to the Colorado, the Haji Berry stuff. We'll go to like kind of around the league a little bit on that Western Conference side. But it seems like if you go into a single elimination playoff format, the most important piece to have figured out is making sure your defense is solid. And that's what I feel most confident about for Sacramento when you have Connor Donovan, again, Dan Casey coming back. Hopefully he's back this week. The defensive mids and LaGrassa and Luis Felipe, like I thought LaGrassa has been playing really well. Seems like he's gotten better as the season has gone on. Nick Ross able to come in and have some creation. He kind of does a little like a little bit of both. But if you had to tell me going in, or if I had to tell you, hey, either you're going to be in really good form offensively or defensively going into single elimination, what would you take?
That's a tricky one. Yeah. I mean, well, you got to score goals to win a game, just so you know that.
I know, right?
Yeah, but obviously, if you can keep it tight at the back, you give yourself a chance. I mean, for us, we have to be able to keep it solid defensively because that is the strength. You know, the team hasn't given up that many goals. So kind of playing to your strengths. We can't expect, and I know the 2-4-0 victories were great, but that hasn't been the norm this year. So
right,
keeping it solid defensively, limiting the amount of chances that other teams get, and we don't have a guy like Haji Barry or even Galena or Amo for Colorado who's put in double-digit goals, all three of them this season, right? So it has been collectively being effective and getting stuff done. But so for us, it's defensively. For Colorado, for their team, they probably wouldn't look at defensively. They'd be like attacking because they don't care if you score two goals. They're home to score three. So it really does play into the individual probably traits of each club. But for us, it's defensively. That's our strength. If we can have that, we know we'll get chances to score up the other end.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, especially because that's how we were successful with the Open Cup, right? We sit back, get on the counter, I'm not saying we do that against these USL Championship teams, but against the MLS teams, that's kind of what our strategy was, basically get through the first 20 minutes, kind of get our confidence, and then build from there. The back line has been good. We talked about the guys on the flanks, but if Sacramento's key is like, if you get an early goal, you haven't really seen this much this year. An early goal to me seems like something we know they can hold teams off and get a clean sheet. Early goal to me seems like a way that Sacramento can completely get in the driver's seat. But that's kind of what we've seen this team struggle with. What have you seen that can maybe, hey, let's get this early goal? Or what have you seen? I know we talked about the finishing, but they're getting in good positions, they're getting good chances. Is there any piece that you think Sacramento can maybe add? Is it a rotation change? Or you just feel, hey, this is what our team is at this point. Like, we know what we're good at. We got to stick to what we do well.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, obviously, if you get the first goal, our team is pretty well suited to that because then you can absorb more pressure in the likelihood and really good on the break, right? So that script could work out well, but unfortunately, maybe not enough first goals. And that's Mark Briggs's choice. You know, as coaches, sometimes if that is what you want to do, you want to go for it at the start. Sometimes you don't, because the team likes to play. Sometimes you just go long, right? Or you just, let's go long. Let's just not take any chances, take any risks. But will that be effective? Maybe, maybe not, right? So it's tough to do. And I think it's a mental thing as well. It's coming out early, being ready. And I'm sure Mark's thought of countless ways of, if anyone knew the answer to all these things, any coaches, you know, they'd be
right. Yeah.
I wish it was that easy. You know, even as a player, you're like, oh my, I know I have to start quicker, start strong, but
yeah,
you're playing against 11 other people. You don't know what they're coming with. You don't know. There's so many different factors go into it. But I think at home, it's coming out with the crowd behind you. Again, just not taking too many chances early and Yeah, and trying to get that early goal and then seeing how the game unfolds from there. I think it does play into our club's benefit if we were to do that.
But overall, you're feeling confident. I know we've seen like fans get a little panicky.
Fans get panicky.
I know.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Listen, I understand, but I'm just to give everyone where you're at. You're like, hey, I'm feeling good. They're missing Roro. They're missing Dan Casey. Like, those are massive pieces. They're going to put it together. They got a full week of rest here for these next two games. You're feeling great.
Yeah. Again, as a player, I've been in these situations. Now I'm not a player anymore, right? So I fall into that fan category, but I have experience from it. And I can reference the 2012 MLS Cup final. I was with Dynamo. Todd Donovan was with the Galaxy. And I think we finished fourth and fifth seed. And we'd played each other the previous year, 2011 MLS Cup final. Both of us got to the final. Kept somewhat the same teams. But we finished maybe fourth, fifth. We had to do the play-in game. But the team had such a good inner belief. Like, we weren't fazed, essentially. Fans were a bit panicked. You know, they were like, oh my goodness, these guys kind of scraping in. But within our unit, and I'm sure Todd can reference the same, like, it doesn't matter if we finish fifth or fourth. We know in single games, or it was two legs for some of those, yeah, we can beat anyone on our day. And yeah, and this team has shown that they have that self-belief within the locker room, within the coaching. And as a player, a couple of bad results, brush it off. We know what we can do and get focused there. So speaking with experience, I do get why the fans get flustered. But as a player, if you guys are together and stuff like that, then you never know what can happen. Todd won both his finals, by the way.
Come on, Adam. Why'd you have to say that?
Well, they hosted, that's why. And they actually hosted because the last game of the season, I want to say we tied or something. Because you're like, at the fifth or fourth seed, you're not thinking, oh, we might be able to host the final. You're just like, let's just get in there. So I think maybe we tied. And if we would have won that game, we would have been... We would have hosted the final. But yeah, at least we got there. That was good.
All right. Quickly, let's do the Haji Berry stuff. Shocking, but like great for him, great for the league. Weird for Colorado fans. I get where they're coming from. But I also get where the club's coming from. Like, this is massive for Haji. It's massive for Colorado. It's weird right before they make it into the playoffs, but as they showed last night in a 4-1 victory over El Paso, they're still a really dangerous team. What did you think of the news?
I think it's great. I think it's great for the USL. I think it's great for all the players, just knowing that this league is getting watched more than ever. It is a stepping stone. I think a lot of the players, especially the younger ones, if you get a little bit older, yeah, this may be where you're at, but a lot of the younger ones have, and they should have, aspirations to go to a higher level. So just knowing that, hey, people are watching. A team in Egypt's watching, and they're going to pay close to $1 million for a player. Brilliant. Yeah. And credit to Haji as well, because he's been around a long time. What's he, 29, 30 now, I want to say?
29, yeah.
29, so it's never too late either. And I'm sure he's financially, it's going to be great for him. You don't have many years you get to play this game. And he's getting on in his, so he's still producing. He's had the fantastic last 2 years. Brilliant. If I'm a player in the league, I'm happy to see that. We have plenty of great, talented players in our team, which we want to keep. But at the same time, if there's opportunities for them to further their career elsewhere, I don't think the club would hold back. And the financial piece as well for Colorado. You know, they've put that stadium in. I don't know the money that's went into it, but there would
definitely hurt.
It would definitely help. I'd pay for some of those seats, right? So that's part of the business side as well. The timing is the tough part if you're Colorado. You're two games away from the playoffs, and he's.
Well, I'm sure they wanted to come out and really dominate yesterday as like a, hey, I mean, I think you texted me this, like that was a statement win.
Yeah.
And you're right. it was a statement to their fans. It was a statement to the league, like, hey, we're still a threat with this guy gone.
Yeah, a surprising result to go on the road where they're not great and 4-1. And
against a team fighting for a playoff spot.
Against a team who are a very dangerous team in El Paso, like at home. Yeah, interesting. I didn't see that coming, to be honest. I kind of thought Barry's done, but that's the fun times we're at right now in the USL. It's brilliant. It's good, not only our club, but the rest of the Western Conference is fun to watch.
Yeah, it has been. I know you, me, and Rob have been texting a lot. That New Mexico result, weird last night, not result, I guess. Postponement, we'll see what happens with that, with the field conditions. That was a big one for us, of course. We're looking to try and clinch a top four seed to host, but we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll keep an ear on the broadcast on Sunday. Jeez, 2 o'clock. I know. Sorry, Adam. My gosh, I can't get my day straight.
I see you panicking right there. I was like, oh my goodness.
Sunday, 2 o'clock. Your family's coming. I know Rob's family's coming. You like these Sundays games, right? Get the family out.
I do. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. The whole club that I'm here with in El Dorado Hills, not the whole club, but we have about 150 kids from the club coming out. So there's lots of youth, awesome. Youth players from the whole area coming out. So that's always great. It's great.
Should be great weather too. So Sunday, 2 p.m. if you're not coming to the match, which you should, as Adam said, you can catch it on ESPN Plus, Fox40.com, the Fox 40 app. Adam Moffitt, my friend, good to see you. Thank you so much for doing this.
Connor, thanks for having me, and I'll see you on Sunday. Not Saturday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Our thanks to Adam Moffitt for jumping on the podcast. Sunday, we'll see you at Hard Health Park. Should be a great crowd. More on that, I think, after the match. But should be a good crowd, so if you're coming out, that's great. If not, there's not that many tickets remaining. But you can definitely still get some sacramentofc.com/tickets. And if you're not going to be able to watch it, I forgive you. But you can catch it online, fox40.com, download the Fox 40 app on Antenna 40.2 or ESPN Plus. We thank you for the support of this podcast. Please rate, review, subscribe, and follow. And we really appreciate it, as always. Let somebody know if you let a Republic fan, if you know somebody who's been getting into the team this year, let them know about this podcast. Thank you so much. As always, go Republic!